We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Show weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 1250 AM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 7 o'clock hour. We're on the air 6 to 10 Central in the morning. Audiences turn over. We hope you can catch us when you can. I do just want to say for everybody listening right now, this is my favorite audience. Don't tell the others. 7 o'clock, the day getting going.
And if you're not listening, you're a huge idiot.
Yeah, tell your friends that don't listen.
You guys are dumb.
Yeah, actually, don't even be friends with them. Aren't you supposed to have things in common with your friends? If they're like, oh, no, I don't listen to sports radio. Tell them, but it's sports and entertainment. Tell them that.
Sports and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So do that for us.
Don't be a dumb idiot. Listen to the Bart Winkler Show. That should be the actually show motto.
Yeah, don't be a stupid idiot.
Yeah. Jovial. Wacky, caring, drunk.
Hey, sorry.
You're sober.
That's for the draft shows.
Oh, yeah.
That we do. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. All right, so we chatted with Zach Gelb a little bit last hour, and we're going to give you our power rankings here in a second. Plenty of other stuff to talk about. It's all COVID-related. We're just going to take a COVID timeout here for a little bit. But plenty of other stuff to talk about. What I got to talk about is this regarding Zach Gelb's show last night.
Coach Gelb.
Because he had on RJ Choppy. And RJ Choppy is like the Dallas version of one of us. On the radio.com app, you can find 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. They are a sister station. Hashtag people forget. So there's a rumor going on about how Mike McCarthy actually got hired for the Cowboys. The speculation is that he was not on the radar in any way at all for Jerry Jones. He saw that NFL Network piece. He was crying. McCarthy was. Jerry Jones just turned the channel. I didn't care. But then somebody got in Jerry Jones' ear about why Mike McCarthy should be the next head coach. And according to RJ Choppy on the Zach Gelb show last night, you got to hear this just about a minute or two. It was Jay Glazer.
What?
From Fox. Got in Jerry Jones' head. Here's the conversation last night.
How about the hiring process? Because if memory serves me right, didn't they only interview McCarthy and Marvin Lewis? Why not interview more people?
This is so annoying. I don't know why. It's so annoying that they did this hiring process this way. They literally they interviewed Marvin Lewis, and we all know the dirty secret as to why they interviewed Marvin
Rooney
Lewis.
Rule.
Right. And then they interviewed Mike McCarthy, who was not even on the list. Okay, all off season, once they decided that, well, once we kind of knew they were going to move on from Jason, it was Matt Rule, Lincoln Riley, you know, a couple of never heard Mike McCarthy's name. And then the rumor is that Jay Glazer got to Jerry somehow and recommended Mike McCarthy.
Really?
Yes. I don't. There's some connection between McCarthy and Glazer. I don't know what it is. Maybe they go. I don't know if they go to the same gym. I have no idea. That's the rumor that we have heard around here, is that Glazer somehow got to Jerry and convinced him that McCarthy was the guy, and they went right to it.
I respect Jay Glazer, but why is Jay Glazer picking the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys? That's wild.
Who knows? Why does this team do anything that they do? Like, we don't know. We, like, they.
That just made my day.
Yeah, I know. Well, I heard that. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago on the show. Like, that was the kind of the quiet little secret that's been kind of floating around here. And, you know, no one's able to substantiate it to the point of, like this is the real. But there's enough smoke and enough credible people that have brought it up that this is kind of what they're sort of into. Because it came out of nowhere. Mike McCarthy came out of nowhere. It was really, really weird.
Do you believe that rumor? You think that's true?
Look, all I know is that every time we go to Oxnard, the way the Cowboys field is set up in Oxnard is they have two fields, and in the middle there's a tower. Now, no one's allowed on the tower, nobody with the Jones family, except for big-time celebrities. And by big-time, I mean, like, if Rob Lowe comes to camp. I mean, like, super big-time celebrities. And Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer's there every year, and he is always up in that tower. You get any other national media member. You get Ian Rappaport. You get Adam Schefter. If they go out there, they're not in the tower. But Jay Glazer's in that tower.
So if Jerry Jones starts looking a little extra buff, we know that he's getting a private training session from Jay Glazer, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. He starts wearing tight sleeves. He starts getting, you know, extra large shirts with medium sleeves on it. Then we know what's going on.
Jay Glazer apparently put the birdie in Jerry Jones' ear to hire Mike McCarthy. Horvat, your thoughts?
First things first, I guarantee Coach McCarthy is not working out at the same gym as Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer is like really into mixed martial arts and like CrossFit. I love Coach Mack. I guarantee you he's not doing CrossFit and plyometrics. I promise you that Coach Mack isn't at the squat rack right now.
Mike McCarthy, can I just stand up for him?
Yes.
He does go to the gym every morning.
To get deep tissue massages, though, during special teams.
Let me finish my joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rewind the show. Start over.
No. That's fine. I have a joke.
Use the rewind feature.
He does. All right. I'll use the rewind feature. Mike McCarthy does go to the gym every morning, Horvat. It's the gym behind the counter of the donut shop. He says, I'll take three, Jim.
Oh, now you're making fat jokes. I wasn't doing that. I was just saying that Mike McCarthy is obviously not at the same gym as
And
Jay
coincidentally,
Glazer.
The donut of choice are Glazers.
Hey. So, you know, I'm not really shocked, though, because Jay Glazer is also an NFL insider.
Thank you. Good night.
See you, dude.
I think I'm going to leave on a low note, as they say.
Phil Michaels, early start time today, 7-2.
Great comedy. Great comedy.
4 hours of Bill Michaels, not enough? How about 7? The pregame show featuring Radio Joe's and Zola. The Packers need to solidify the offensive line. So Jay Glazer.
I'm sorry.
I really don't have a hard time buying any of that because all these guys talk to Jay Glazer, though. Remember when Jay Glazer teased, like, he had breaking news, and he teased it for 4 days, and it was just somebody that we never had heard of tested positive for COVID-19 before the season even began and had to quarantine for 2 weeks? We're like, thanks, Jay. The season doesn't start for 6 months, bro. He has a lot of pull in the NFL. A lot of these guys
talk
to Jay Glazer. I mean, I don't know. He's an insider. He owns his own gym. He trains a lot of these guys. Like, for example, Aldon Smith, who was out of the league for years.
Yeah.
He came back into the league.
He's good.
Yeah. You want to know why he's good? Because for the last 2 years, he's been working out with Jay Glazer, who then got in the ear of all these different organizations and said, hey, I've been working out with Aldon
Smith.
Yeah,
now guess where he is.
He's clean. He's in Dallas.
What's going on?
Well, so Jerry Jones and Jay Glazer are obviously tight. You know what I mean? Hell, maybe we got to get Jay Glazer on the horn with Brian Gutekunst. Hey, I've been working out with this, Snacks Harrison guy. He's lost 20 pounds.
What analyst is Goody? If Jerry Jones is talking to Jay Glazer, who's Goody talking to hire Seth Roberts as a new wide receiver?
Yeah.
To hire Matt LaFleur as an unknown.
Jeez. I don't know. Who is that one guy, the old fitness trainer guy? I'm a pony. Maybe that dude. Richard Simmons, was it?
Sure.
I don't know. Something like that. But yeah, that doesn't shock me at all. I also have a hard time buying that the only reason that Jerry Jones hired Mike McCarthy is because Jay Glazer told him to. Jerry Jones makes bad decisions all on his own. Let's not throw all that on Jay Glazer. right?
But Jerry Jones, hashtag people forget, is the GM of that team.
See, I think the reason that they hired Mike McCarthy, if you want to throw me some X-Files music, the conspiracy that I have is that, like, for the first time in the last 6 years, Oklahoma was going to begin the season without a true Heisman candidate. No Jalen Hurts. No Baker Mayfield.
You're not a Spencer Rattler guy?
No Kyler Murray.
He's kind of all over the place.
He's not Kyler Murray. He's not Baker Mayfield, and he's not Jalen Hurts.
He's like the bad parts of all of them.
Who do we keep hearing rumors about as the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
That would be Lincoln Riley, coach of the Sooners.
I think Jerry Jones knows this will be the first year in a while Oklahoma's not heading to the college football playoff. This will be the first year in a while that Lincoln Riley is not going to groom an NFL quarterback. That kid's not going to the NFL. So I think this may be his last year at Oklahoma. Jerry said, I'm going to get some putts in here for a year. Who's going to lead this team to 6 wins? It'll be easier to fire him.
Well, then why didn't he just keep Jason Garrett?
Well, you got to at least...
They pay McCarthy five years, $30 million. Yep. You don't pay that guy just to be a putz for a year.
That's nothing to Jerry Jones. $30 million? That's chump change. He blows his nose with $30 million. Seriously. So I think that was the whole plan. Hey, let's say McCarthy works out. Okay. Former Super Bowl winning coach takes us to the playoffs. All good. All good. He was telling the truth that he really is buying into analytics. He spent those 6 months in his Green Bay home not only being kicked out of B-Squad high school basketball games, but relearning the game. We're going to give him another opportunity, and if he stinks and Oklahoma doesn't go to the college football playoff, maybe we could talk Lincoln Riley out of coaching Oklahoma and taking the job in Dallas. They want Lincoln Riley.
But what if Jay Glazer tells him something else?
What is Jay Glazer possibly going to say to Jerry Jones? I've been working out with this guy.
No, Jay Glazer told Jerry Jones, give McCarthy a look. McCarthy did the job interview, completely lied about everything. Jerry Jones made a quick decision.
Where is Sham and RJ getting this info from is what I want to know. Who's the Cowboy? Like, how do they know that this is the truth? It sounds like I think there may be some truth to it. Like, maybe Jerry Jones was looking at Mike McCarthy. Maybe it came down to Mike McCarthy and, I don't know, somebody else.
Well, they interviewed Marvin Jones, but...
Yeah, and Marvin Jones, thank you. And Jay Glazer makes the call, hey, heard you were looking at Marvin Jones. You already know what he's going to do. 8-8, 7-9, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 7-9. Mike McCarthy is a former suit. He's a highly successful NFL head coach. He's out there, and I truly believe that he is all in the analytics now. Maybe give him another look. And Jerry says, well, you know... I do remember when they came in over here to that Dallas and that Jared Cook caught that ball. I thought he was out of bounds, but he was in bounds, and they ended up beating us. And I knew who drew up that play call. That was that Mike McCarthy.
And they won the Super Bowl here the year that there was an ice storm, and I actually sold too many tickets.
Yep.
And a bunch of Packer fans, those cheeseheads, came down here to Dallas. And they brought the weather with them. And then I had to, like, fight lawsuits because I made some people watch the game outside.
Yeah. I think there may be a little truth. I don't think that the hire is based just off of Jay Glazer's recommendation, though.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. All right.
And if so, then Jerry Jones really does need to go. I've been saying this for 20 years now, since I was a kid. Like, since the Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin era ended. Like, Jerry Jones has been nothing but a distraction. I get he's the owner, but why is he down on the sidelines during a game? Why is he talking to Jason Garrett during a game? And then the craziest thing, like, I still can't get over is that Jason Garrett loses that job and he's still in the division. Like, you didn't see enough from this guy the last decade to know maybe he's not the best play caller. Why did the Giants hire him?
Well, it's a new head coach, Joe Judge.
But like... I could see Jason Garrett getting another job as like a quarterback's coach. But this is, you've seen him for the last 10 years. What did you see from him that you like so much that you're like, we need this guy?
Coming up.
Besides that clapping. I love it. Now you want to talk some clapping. He claps.
Yeah, you're clapping a lot. I like it. I think it adds to the show. It's a good drop. Coming up, last week the Packers got destroyed and we gave up on them. We took them out of our power rankings. This week, they've got to be a top five football team, right? They're the number one seed in the NFC. You guys, we know you hang on our every ranking in the Power Five. We'll have that coming up next. Oh, it's about that time. Wake up your wives. Get your kids around the radio. Call your long-lost relative you haven't talked to in 15 years and let them know Bart and Horvey are doing their power rankings. Hurry! We're doing them right now. Hurry! Last week, we both kept the Packers out of the top five. We were mad at them. And they looked bad. So where in the top five? I think it's I'm going to believe they're in your top five. They're in my top five. I'm going to believe they're in your top five?
Yeah, they're there.
All right, and we'll find out where they are. Let's start with the worst team in the league. That's what we do. There's a lot of contenders.
Yeah, there are.
I saw you over the weekend.
Yeah, I changed my mind on who I got.
Tweet that it was the Cowboys. I'm tempted to put the Vikings there. I'm very tempted to put the Texans there. I'm going to stay with the Jets. They're the only winless team. They're 0-7. They're trading guys away for nothing. I got to go with the Jets.
Yeah, they lost 18-10 to the Bills. Sam Darnold was sacked six times in the game. He threw two picks coming back from that shoulder injury. The Jets managed only 4 total yards on 16 plays in the second half. But, man, I want to go with the Cowboys. They lost 25-3 to the Washington football team. Their quarterback got murdered and nobody stuck up for him. I got to go with the Jets, though. I'm with you. The Jets are the worst team. The Cowboys suck. But at least they got talent, and they're not trying to trade everybody off.
Definitely other contenders, though.
Oh, yeah.
For the worst team, the Vikings could be in there. Again, the Texans could be in there. I think Atlanta could be in there. Atlanta, this last weekend again.
I feel like they win tomorrow against Carolina, though.
Possibly, but as of now, even if late in the game it looks like they're going to win, they had a win probability as high as 99%. It was Atlanta's third loss this season where they've had a win probability of at least 98% and then lost.
Yeah.
So they could be in there too, but we'll both put the Jets. All right, my top five. I'm going to put the Ravens in at number five.
Okay.
And I'm putting them ahead of the Titans. I'm putting them ahead of the Bills. I'm putting them ahead of a couple of other teams that could lay claim. The Seahawks, who 2 weeks ago I had number one, are not in my top five.
Same. They dropped off mine.
I look at the games that they've played. Every game is the same.
Defense is atrocious.
They're 5-1. They could be 4-2. They could be 3-3. They could be 2-4. They could be 1-5. They could be 0-6.
They gave up 500 yards of offense.
They've given up the most yards through six games than anyone ever has done, ever. Not just the first six games, not ever. In a six-game span, their defense has given up the most yards. They are out of my top five. I do put the Ravens in at five. They sit in the NFC North right behind the Steelers. They're 5-1. I'm going to put the Packers back in. I'm going to put them at four. They are the number one seed in the NFC. I put them in at four. I do put, despite their two losses, the Buccaneers ahead of the Packers. I think the Buccaneers have sort of figured it out. I think they do get the benefit of the doubt for trying to bring in all these new pieces. They're being aggressive. They're making moves. And I think that they are a good football team, especially now if Tom Brady's going to throw for 4 or 5 touchdowns a game. So I'm going to go Packers 4, Buccaneers 3. At 2, they're undefeated, but I put the Steelers. I cannot put them number 1 quite yet.
Okay.
The Chiefs I have at number 1. I think those top 3 teams, you can look at them as complete football teams. The Packers right there, the Ravens as well. So I go 1, Chiefs, 2, Steelers, 3, Tampa, 4, Green Bay, 5, Baltimore.
All right, I'll start with number 5 myself, and I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers moving back into my power rankings after what we saw from Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Huge day for Devontae. Targeted 16 times, caught 13 of them, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns. The offense looked really good, and the defense looked much better, including the defensive play calls from Mike Patton. They actually got to the quarterback a little bit. Preston Smith had a nice day. I'll go back with the Green Bay Packers, back in my power rankings this week at number 5. Number 4, I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. Just, I need to see Lamar Jackson win a big game. He doesn't even got to be Patrick Mahomes, just has to win a big game. As good as the Ravens are, they're missing something offensively, and I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
It might be actually a running game.
Yeah.
I just spent all my fantasy money
Ingram.
On Gus Edwards.
Yeah, Ingram is just...
Because Ingram sucks.
Yeah, he's not been very good. And then the passing game, even. I want to see more from the Ravens, but they're still a good football team. I got them at number 4. So I go Packers 5, Ravens 4. I'm with you on Tampa Bay. They got the 2 losses, but Tom Brady looked really good. He's coming off 5 touchdowns a couple weeks back, beats the Packers, then throws for 369 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a blowout win over the Raiders, who I think are a very underrated team themselves. I kind of like what John Gruden's doing there. Rob Gronkowski's knocked the rust off. He looks young again. They got so many weapons, and I haven't even brought up the defensive side of the ball. They're 5-2. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at number 3. Number 2, I think they're the best team in the league, and in a couple weeks, I'll probably move them back up to number 1. But right now, I'm going to go with the Chiefs at number 2, just because right now, Patrick Mahomes isn't even MVP Mahomes, yet they're still winning. He threw just 1 touchdown pass, had just 200 yards passing, but Kansas City still scored 40 on the Broncos, who have a pretty tough defense. They got a pick 6 in that game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran for over 100 yards. He looks good. They got Le'Veon Bell. They got a good defense. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, number 2. And still number 1 for me is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers. They pick up the 27-24 win over the previously unbeaten Titans. Roethlisberger, up and down day, did throw 3 picks. But what I took away was Juju Smith-Schuster is still really good at football. He finished the game with 9 grabs for 85 yards, was targeted 14 times. I thought he was just, not going to say he was coming back down to earth or he was going to be a bust, but he just didn't look like one of the top receivers in the league. Meanwhile, they really didn't need a whole lot from Chase Claypool. I think he was only targeted once in that game.
It was like one catch. For -2.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can do anything.
Yeah. And, you know, next week he'll probably grab 8 balls for 205 yards and 2 scores. Offensively, they're the real deal. Defensively, they don't give up a whole lot, even though they did let Tennessee back in that game. I'll go with Pittsburgh number 1.
So we've got the same top 5 teams, just in a different order. I've got Chiefs, Steelers, Buccaneers, Packers, Ravens.
Yep.
You've got Steelers, Chiefs, Buccaneers, Ravens, Packers.
Yes, sir.
We have tweeted those at 1250 AM The Fan. You can share yours there as well. I've got another set of power rankings. And this is hard for me because they're all tied at number 1. Reasons you should go with Windows Select. Number 1E is that they take a tremendous amount of pride in their product. Some of the highest quality products around. They make sure in that shop in Menominee Falls that they're going to get done what you need done. It's going to enhance your home on the inside and the outside because number 1D, the energy efficiency, is going to go a very, very long way. Energy efficient products, they will stack that up against anybody when it comes to just how good their product is. It's going to help lower the cost of your heating and cooling throughout the year. The energy efficiency with the product comes in at number 1D. Again, they're all the number 1 reason. Number 1C, why to go with windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, is it's all backed with a double lifetime warranty, one of the best warranties in the whole industry. You know they believe in their product. They're going to put their money where their mouth is. Number 1B, no payments for a full year. You don't have to pay them anything for 12 months. You get the product installed, the windows, siding, and doors. You don't have to pay them for 12 months. Makes it very affordable. And number 1A is that you buy a window, you get a free window. Buy one, get one free on the windows. Buy 100 windows, get 100 free. That's going on at Window Select. So the top 5 Window Select reasons, again, they're all tied for 1. Buy one, get one. Double lifetime warranty. No payments for a year. Highest quality, energy efficient. Window Select, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Top 5 power rankings for callers. Doesn't matter. Rick in Oshkosh is number 1, and he joins us. on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. That's right. You're on the hotline.
I'm back home from the worst hospital I ever spent time with, Ascension Medical in Oxford.
Whoa.
Okay, so Rick, now, we last talked to you last week. You said you were going in for a heart procedure.
Actually, I am seeing a heart specialist on Friday.
Okay.
I'm changing primaries. I'm changing everything.
All right. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What was wrong?
I'm fine. I have heart problems, okay? What's wrong? I have a heart problem, okay? Period. Okay. Now,
but I was like, is it an artery? Is it a broken heart? Is it?
I got 20% left of heart.
You have 20% of your heart left?
Yep.
Rick, now, how are you alive?
You let me talk.
Yeah. Time is precious. Okay. Talk all you want.
I don't want to talk about my medical.
Okay. Fine. No, right. Fine.
Now,
you talk.
Okay. Now, I noticed on Sunday to use some of my plays. I noticed they rolled Aaron Rodgers out. I noticed they threw short passes with Devontae Adams, let him run. I noticed they did some different things to, set up their defense to pin them back. Now who they play Sunday depends upon how I have the game plan. So I don't know who they play Sunday.
They play Vikings. Minnesota.
Okay, so they're going to have to adjust from the first time they played them.
Well, they destroyed them. Man, I guess it was back and forth. I mean, but they never. Well, the game was never in question.
Man has a bump ticker.
They're still going to have to adjust and roll them out and give them in motion and short fields. Now, the biggest problem I have is the Green Bay Packers. No takeaways, do they?
They win three games without one or two games, and then my boy Henry Black forced a fumble last week.
They need a lot more than that. If they're going to win a Super Bowl.
A lot more Hank Black or a lot more takeovers?
Takeaways.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the second part of the equation. Number six, San Francisco 49ers. Number five, Baltimore Ravens. Number four, Green Bay Packers. Number three, we'll be Pittsburgh Steelers. Number two, is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not going to beat them unless you take them away, because you have takeaways for them and play defense. Number one, it still is the Kansas City Chiefs, and still they get beat. They are the number one team.
The Raiders beat them.
Well, I'm talking about Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay. The Raiders either don't count. Okay. Now, the Packers in this scenario. We'll end up playing Tampa Bay again in the playoffs. Probably end up playing San Francisco twice. Probably end up playing teams that are more physical than they are. Which means they do have to step up with takeaways. They're not doing it.
Okay? Rick, I just got an email from Mark. He says, I don't care if Rick has 20% of his heart left. I stopped listening after 20% of this call.
Why?
Because he doesn't like, I guess he doesn't like you.
Okay, that's fine.
It's okay, Rick. I don't like Mark either.
Don't you feel that takeaways are the biggest part of the game and that short fields are more important when you just start coming down to closer to playoff time?
Rick, I think every take that you've had, you're on fire with. I agree. This team doesn't take the football away, man. Like, last year, the defense was bad. But the one thing they did was in the red zone, they limited touchdowns. They held team to field goals. You know, you gotta take the football away. That drives me nuts, Rick. And also not getting to the quarterback drives me nuts.
Right.
You can get to the quarterback against these crappy teams.
You should get at least 2-3 sets of game against the opponent.
Especially when you're spending all that money on the Smith brothers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of money. So my point being is Packers are a good team. But once again, because it is draft, and I think the general manager should be fired. I think a lot of teams' general managers should be fired because they're not going after needs.
How do you feel that Justin Turner played with COVID last night?
I shouldn't be playing. Should not be.
And then he came out and took pictures. Yeah.
and should not play. No. You know, that, see, they're taking the hell with it. I mean, I went in a hospital that has COVID all over the place because of sanitary and unsanitary,
You're right.
Environment. Okay. So, point being, that the Packers need, if they start getting the turnovers and Sharp Fields, by still would roll them out Sunday against Vikings. You roll them out short passes to Devontae Adams, which are going to be adjusting to Devontae Adams, correct?
Right.
Okay, so you do something to change it up. Maybe not so much hard count, but spread them. Spread them.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, I got one more thing.
Yeah.
My congratulations to the LA Dodgers.
Yep.
This is a copycat lead. Okay, so David Stearns pitching. Go after it.
Rick, do me a favor, buddy.
You can get pitching. They need the pitching, and LA Dodgers had a ton of it.
Rick, do me a favor, buddy. A glass of red wine a day and an apple to get that ticker back going, all right?
Okay. Sounds like a good idea. I'm all right.
They said red wine is good for the heart. Just don't drink two bottles of it because sometimes then you'll vomit all over your wife's bedspread and she'll make you sleep on the couch.
See you, buddy.
All right, later.
All right, Rick. Rick and Oshkosh.
I had people DMing me yesterday making sure he's all right, so I'm glad we got an update on him. Rick is okay. He's only got – do you think his heart is like a phone? Like, how does he know he's only got 20%? No, don't laugh. I'm not being a jerk. How does he know that, though?
Like there's a battery thing?
Could he, like, charge it? Like, he said he's down to 20% use of his heart.
I think the doctor knows.
Let me see if I can get him some help. My aunt runs a hospital. Let me see if we can maybe just – you do the show. Let me see if I could get Rick some help.
John's in Franklin. 105, whatever. What's up?
1258.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, John.
You know, I'm only 3 cups of coffee in, and I'm kind of in this zoned out state, and then Rick and Oshkosh calls, and instantly the eyes open up. I got to tell you, he's got 10% realistic and viable content, but 90% entertainment.
I honestly, Rick has had a lot of strong takes, maybe going back to March.
They're definitely strong.
I don't know about firing Gutekunst, but
yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, so if you're going to fire Gutekunst, what exactly do you do with the general manager of the Jets? Perhaps maybe the Stone Pit, the guillotine?
Jeez. Yeah, you could quarter him.
My goodness, I thought I was off the rails sometimes, but. Yeah, I mean, that's really why I called. I mean, I thank God for that guy. I was wondering about him, too. Yesterday, I swear to God, I'm not lying. I'm like, gee, I haven't heard from Rick. I hope he's doing okay because, I understand he might have some heart trouble because he always sounds so worked up. And this is coming from a guy that sounds worked up all the time. Maybe I had to go get checked out.
Yeah, you pop a vein in your forehead every other time you call, John.
Next time this station has David Stearns on, we need to tell him he's like individually killing our man Rick. He needs to sign some damn pitchers. Yeah. We may lose Rick.
That's about all I got for today, guys.
That's all right. How about you call back later in the week? We'll do some predictions.
No, we're not.
Okay, or not.
I was also glad to hear from Rick today, though. I was worried about him, man. I get worried about it. I love our callers. I love all of you guys, even the ones that hate me because, I want to chase Claypool and not a quarterback that we may see before. Oh, I did it again. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, no. We got to suck up to people.
Yeah, sorry. I love the draft. And I didn't. Who wanted Quinnen Williams anyway?
Right.
Dez Bryant? More like Shmesh Myant. He dropped it anyway.
Yeah.
And then who else got picked up yesterday for a 6th-round pick that's really good at football?
Oh, Everson Griffin.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good. I don't want him. Former Viking.
Hey, but we were in the mix on a tight end that's broken down and on the injured reserve.
Hashtag in the mix, baby. And, hell yeah, baby.
And Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz.
We were in the mix.
Yeah, my tummy hurts.
we will be right back with more of your...
I may go home. I'm angry now.
I fell asleep during Rick. I need to go home, too. Here's Mike Clemens.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veteran Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are going through the game plan this week to take on the Vikings Sunday here at Lambeau Field. Minnesota returning from their bye week after starting out the season 1-5. Aaron Rodgers was asked if it's true he sent a text to Devontae Adams in the visitors' locker room in Houston Sunday before they went out to beat the Texans 35-20.
And it's just what happens sometimes. You sit in a locker room, it's strange. I mean, that locker room had, you know, the plexiglass up between every single locker, so you don't really see guys' faces. So I wasn't quite sure where he was at, but just sent him a little reminder that I was going to need him in a big way, and I felt really good about things. He obviously felt the same way. You know, I just think it's important sometimes to remind star receivers, I should do this with Jordy Nelson all the time, you know, just to be patient. I think especially in a game where you know you got to make plays, you're expecting to make plays, just to have patience with the way things go, because you got to get in the game and see how teams are playing.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 105.7 FM, The Fan, is a t-shirt I have. 1250 AM is where I broadcast now. Tell your friends we're on the AM. Somebody tweeted me last night, didn't know we were on the AM. We've been on the AM since 2005.
Yeah, since Master P dropped. Make them say,
Also,
nah, nah,
the
nah.
radio.com app.
Nah, nah, nah. Hey, you excited for Charles Woodson today?
I am.
I got an alarm. Hold on. We are at 7 hours, 45 minutes, and 13 seconds until Charles Woodson joins the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Yes.
What the hell? Hey, Siri. Oh, I maybe not set up my new phone.
Smartass. Make me a sandwich.
I saw there was some looting in L.A. last night because after you win the World Series.
You loot and you light stuff on fire.
Yeah, after you win a championship for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You go and celebrate. I would not loot if one of our teams won. I would tip over a car. But as I've expressed, I would buy a beater and then park it downtown. So I wouldn't tip over someone else's car. I would want the experience of tipping over a car.
Yeah.
But I would buy a junker, park it somewhere, flip it over. I'd pay the city to I would responsibly do it all. I just want the feeling of me and eight other guys tipping over a car.
Hell yeah, man. That's kind of the same feeling that I get when I went to a garage sale one time and bought an axe and then proceeded to chop down trees while drinking in high school. In high school, you remember in pep rallies, like, you'd be playing your rival school, and they'd, like, bring in some, like, old rundown car, and everybody on the football team would, like, grab a sledgehammer and jump on top and just break it. That's what they should do. Something like that. So that way, yeah.
Didn't do anything. That was only in TV shows.
You guys didn't? Oh, we actually did that.
Did you also go, like, steal the mascot?
No. We did go to
And graffiti their locker room?
No, we went to Providence High School, which is kind of a rival, yet we only played them like twice every 10 years, and we planted a tree on their 50-yard line one time. That's actually a true story. It wasn't a good idea, and I don't think anything ever like came of it. We dug a hole, and then there was like cameras. Some people got caught. I never really got caught, dude. I always wore masks. Like, I always thought it was like really funny to like wear like horror movie masks. So like, yeah, whenever we would go up and, you know, get into some trouble, I would always wear like a Freddy Krueger mask or like a Jason mask.
You know where maybe we need to go after a show one day?
I still
wear
a mask. Oh, wait, what? Sorry.
Where we need to go after a show one day.
Text me.
There's this place called the Rage Room.
Okay.
It's
Is this real?
Yeah, it's in Milwaukee.
Maybe they could sponsor the show.
It's where you can go and like destroy stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rage Room MKE invites you to smash the crap out of their stuff. What? Whoa. Why am I just hearing out about this?
Yeah, we can just go break stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. This is real?
Yeah.
How much? I will pay up to $500 for this. You just break stuff?
You got a bunch of like glassware and stuff. You just break it all.
How am I just finding out about this? Oh, my God. I would be there every day, 11 a.m.
Yeah. Why don't you call them up and see if we can go do a remote there?
Should we just call them live on air? You ever do that? Back in the day when I used to do mornings, I just prank people on air. Pretty sure that's illegal.
Oh, Rick just pranked us, so...
No,
you know, it works both ways.
Yeah, I think so too.
Carl is on the south side. What's up, Carl?
Well, I think I just got a new date night.
Yeah, you just go break stuff.
Sounds awesome, don't it?
Yeah, it sounds great. Instead of breaking my heart.
Oh my God! All
sorry,
right,
that one left. All right, so
no more heart talk.
This is just in. Green Bay has signed. They traded for Julio Jones. They got Earl Thomas. And they got Clay Matthews. Are you guys excited about that?
I think you're mistaken. I think you mean Ben Braden, Seth Roberts, and...
No, don't ruin my dreams. I'm sorry. I just exposed
is this
myself.
Is this on your Madden franchise, Carl? Because there's no way any of that comes close to happening.
You see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. We know that will never happen. We know, even in my dreams, it wouldn't happen. I tried to dream about it last night. I said, you know what? I'm going to go to bed positive. I'm going to think about all the things that we can have, and I guarantee you, we're going to have all these things. I'm going to speak it into life, speak it into existence. I spoke that into nothing because the Green Bay Packers does absolutely nothing.
You spoke it, and it just disintegrated in the air.
Yeah, instead we got Seth Roberts, like you said, another bump. I mean, this guy, what was his stint up in Carolina? He's a slot receiver. He was known for what? What is he known for?
He caught four balls for like 17
yards. He's known for getting
released
by Carolina.
Yeah.
This is terrible, man. Like, I'm with Rick. And right now I'm at 3% of brain cells because hearing this caller every time, it gives me some type of life, but it also makes me feel dumb because I think as a fan, you know, I'm going to have it out where the Packers are going to really do something. And this is killing me, man. This is so Wisconsin sports, man. I keep telling y'all this. Stop expecting our GMs to do something. They're not. They only want to take our money. They don't care about winning. They just don't. This is prime examples, man. Now I'm hearing that the Raiders are in on Julio Jones. How did they even get brought up in the mix? We are in need for a wide receiver. This has been like this for years, man. For the last 10 years, we've sucked. We've sucked on defense. You got Earl Thomas out there. You got Clay Matthews out there. You got J.J. Watt's name being floated out there. Quinn Williams. Ryan, you've been talking about this for how many days now? We are not going to get these guys. Not even in our dreams can we get these guys.
They don't make a call on Everson Griffin, who gets flipped for a six-rounder.
Six-round pick.
But they make a call for Zach Ertz at a position they don't even really need.
And they have nine tight ends.
I feel like I got Rick Rolls in my dream. Like, as soon as I thought that I had something, Rick Rolls just pops up. Never gonna let you down. All this crap. I mean, it's terrible to see this, man. It's terrible to see that we have a great franchise with the greatest quarterback to throw the football, and we have not gotten this guy more than one ring. It's terrible. It's almost like we lucked up into that Super Bowl now. Now that I think about it, we pretty much got lucky and won a Super Bowl. So when you guys have Charles Woodson on the show, or for the big show, I hope that they don't give him softball questions and try to kiss his butt all day. Ask him, why do you think the Packers won't sign anybody?
And why didn't they bring him back when Aaron Rodgers wanted him back, too, damn it?
Exactly. Why is it that we just don't go out and get the big-name type players? Why do we always have to settle for practice squad players?
Right.
Why can't we ever get, you know, a Julio Jones contract done or deal done? And then on top of that, I want to say something to you guys before I go.
Mm-hmm.
You see that they just put out $250,000 to fight social injustice, right?
Yeah,
I saw that.
But this is to all the fans out there that say that they don't have money out here, okay? They just gave that money away to fight something that is never – oh, my God. I don't even want to – look, I'm not gonna put that hate out there because I always say get that hate out your heart.
Carl, instead of doing that, I've worked on something for you.
Hit him with the tune.
I've worked on something for him. We actually – because Carl always rips on the GMs of our teams.
Yeah.
So, I can't stand them.
Yeah. So we have Brian Gutekunst on the line. Brian, can you explain why you're not getting Julio Jones? Brian, go ahead.
Let you down.
Oh, you got Rick Roll.
I got Rick Roll. That is so funny. All right, so on that note, I gotta go, bro.
You got Rickrolled.
I got Rickrolled.
In 2020, how does that still happen?
Damn.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. Hey, crank this up.
Who gets Rickrolled in 2020?
Crank this. This is Wednesday. This is a Wednesday.
We're going to hear why Aaron Rodgers was in a bad mood last week.
Nah. Play this whole song.
Stick around. Crank up that radio. Don't tell me you're
too blind to see. All my party men.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.